Turn with me, if you will, this morning as we continue through the book of Mark to Mark chapter 13, verses 28 through 37. Mark chapter 13, verses 28 through 37. Jesus, in these last days of his life, has been teaching his disciples on the essentials to make sure that his disciples get it, or at least they get the foundation of these truths. Now, we know Jesus has already said, or will say in just a few hours, that they won't fully understand these truths until the Spirit comes in its fullness. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all the things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." On the night that he was betrayed, he said that to make sure they understood. First of all, they're not alone, but God will give them what they need. He's teaching them to know what he's teaching them. He's teaching them that things, some things will be hard for them to get their heads around right now. But when the Spirit comes, the Spirit will give them what's needed at the appropriate time for them to be the witnesses that God has called them to be. They understand that he's teaching them, speaking exclusively to them, kind of gives them that understanding that, listen up what I'm having to say. Now remember, this is probably Tuesday of his Passion Week. It's just a matter of hours that he'll be put up on the cross to die. So time is short, and he has a lot to tell them. So just like before, he requires their attention. He requires their attention to what he's saying more than he wants their attention on the illustrations he chooses to use. In fact, his catchphrase going forward until he goes to the cross will be these two words: stay awake. Stay awake. Read with me chapter 13, verses 28 through 37. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. You do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. Father, it's one of our problems, isn't it? We're not always awake. We're not always aware. We're certainly not always watchful. And yet your word continues to remind us that that's the posture that we should live in to bring you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. As we've seen many times, Jesus uses common things of the world to illustrate greater truths, greater events, greater concepts. On his way into Jerusalem, he cursed a fig tree, and then that fig tree withered. The whole point of that was to show the hypocrisy of the Jews as people, very willing to put on a show of piety, but with no product of fruitfulness at all. He's even used grander things like the temple to speak of its destruction, while at the same time spiritually speaking of the things that will occur in the last days. So today is no different. He will use another fig tree as an illustration concerning what they already know to help them understand what they will see at the appropriate times by God's design. verses 28 through 31. And then he will say to them clearly, y'all need to pay attention. Stay awake. Remember, these things are occurring for a reason. I will be returning. So let's consider this fig tree and how it stands for the end of the age. Verses 28 through 31. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. We left Jesus last time on the Mount of Olives, looking into the temple from his position. And here he makes a lesson concerning the end times by using a fig tree. Now, the Mount of Olives were known, I know it's interesting because it's called the Mount of Olives, but they were known, this particular location was known for its fig trees. In fact, the fig trees would grow better there than just about any place else in Israel. They'd grow 20, 30 feet tall and be some of the most productive of all the trees. And it was the perfect time to use this illustration. It was during the Passover. The tree was often coming into leaf during this time, which is spring, just like here. You could set your watch on this happening. It was a known phenomenon. So when he says, you know that summer is near, they know what this represents. In the same way, because Jesus had said so, these signs of the end of the age are just as certain. He declared, be on your guard. I have told you all these things beforehand. At Jesus' declaration, and then with the use of his illustrations, he confirms the truth concerning the end of the age, the last days. He talks about the tribulation and the event of the end of the age, coming of the end of the age and the return of the king. I asked you last time, what was the big event that's being talked about here? As we said, it couldn't be the temple, or it couldn't be the destruction of Jerusalem. First of all, that already happened once before. So while it would have been hard for the Jews, it wasn't a big enough catastrophe to equate with what he says, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of creation that God created. So it had to be something tremendously huge. What would that event be? Well, the burning of the earth, the coming of the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus himself says the heavens and the earth will pass away. That will be the biggest event outside of creation. Everything else is small in comparison. This fig tree coming into leaf, which happens every year, it happens by God's design. And we can know that all these signs that he's talked about here are confirmed and that they will happen soon. Even the abomination of desolation will be at the gates. These things will happen soon. As I said before, this generation to whom Jesus is speaking will in fact see most of these things, most of these signs take place. Titus, I referenced Titus last time, a Roman general who will come and destroy Jerusalem, desecrate the temple before it's burnt down. These things will happen in time and space, but what did Jesus say about these things? These are just the beginning of birth pains. For as he will say in verse 32, no one knows the day or the time when the Son of Man will return. The signs are all around us. Every day we live, the Lord has spoken. He said to pay attention. He said that these things would happen. We have no excuse to be anxious about the events that occur around us. We are to remain on guard. We are not to be alarmed. We are not to be led astray. But we are to act and to live as if this is the last day, because it could be. simple lesson of the fig tree and the end of the age, both by God's design. Then Jesus tells his disciples and us, with all this in mind, to pay attention. Stay awake. Verses 32 through 37. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. So be on guard, keep awake, be watchful, in other words. For you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows, or in the morning. Lest he comes suddenly, Paul says, like a thief in the night, and find you asleep. So what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. Four times he speaks of staying awake in these few verses. Three times in these two sections that I've read, he talks about being on guard. He makes it clear, the simple message, and I probably should have just led with this and been done, walked away, is be ready. The end is near. That's what he's saying here. Jesus wants to make sure that his disciples' response to what lies ahead will be the kind of response that will be a testimony of God's faithfulness in the face of tribulation. As I said just a minute ago, three times he says, be on guard. He wants to make sure that we get that concept. We have thousands of voices hitting us all the time. Which are the right ones? Be on guard, you'll know. Four times he says, stay awake. In other words, the Greek word is be alert, be watchful, be searching. He says, do not be alarmed. He commands, do not be anxious. He commands, see that no one leads you astray. Their response, our response, is critical to whether to show whether we trust the Lord or not. Remember what he says in John 14, another command, let not your hearts be troubled. Another command, believe in God and believe in me. And how is it that we can do that? He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Another command, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. We do not know the time of this occurrence. Another way of saying, it's not our place, it's not our job to worry about this. The day is coming, so simply be ready. Stay awake, be watchful, be alert, be aware. Understand the times in which you live, the times that I've told you about over and over again. And keep responding in belief, in trust, and in obedience. We are to live lives that honor Christ. But in order to do that, we must stay awake. We must be watchful. If we are always about making sure everything is in order in these days, as stewards of what God has entrusted us with, if we're doing the job that he's given us to do, even when we're not sure if he's around or not, then we are bringing God glory in what we're called to do. And we won't be alarmed, and we won't be anxious, because we don't have to worry about making sure we catch up for lost times. 10 virgins waited for the bridegroom, but only 5 were prepared for the long wait. The other 5, because of their lack of faith, because of their lack of preparedness, perished. We do not know when the master will come. It's not up to us to know. It's to us to be ready, to stay ready, to proclaim the gospel till the master returns. We must be vigilant, and work not to impress the master. You know, when he commands us to stay awake, when he commands us to stay alert, and we do that, And then we want some kind of pat on the back? We're trying to impress the master. That's not how you get into heaven. We're just doing our duty. That should be enough to glorify the Father. Stay awake. Stay alert. Be watchful. It's part of our duty. The servant's job. It says here, he put his servants in charge, but they were called to do their own work. Focus on that while the master's away. He expects that we will do his will. He expects that as trusted servants, we will do that every day. Whether that's changing diapers, whether that's washing clothes, whether that's paying bills, whether that's setting up for the future with an eye on eternity. We will be found glorifying God, even if you're wrangling cows that don't want to cooperate. We'll be glorifying God when he returns to collect his elect from the four winds. How sad it is sometimes that instead of seeing this teaching as a rallying point to obedience and faithfulness for the church, we use it as controversy. We promote division or laziness. We must remember to read such passages as this with great humility of mind. But we also must remember that these passages are seeking a response, a rigorous, practical obedience. Stay awake! Is what brings the Lord of glory. Glory. If what we learn in this chapter does not make us more watchful as Christians, then we have not allowed Jesus to have the last word on our hearts. And what's his last word here? So what I say to you, I say to all. Stay awake. Keep watch. For the end is near. Pray with me. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it's so good to hear your word. Call us to do our duty. Loving you, loving your word, loving our neighbor. Father, we respond and are grateful for how you continue to remind us of these things. Even the last week of your life, you're reminding your disciples of how important this is. And of course, when you're in the garden, you'll ask them to stay awake as well. And they show us ourselves when they fall asleep. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to continue to seek you, that we might stay awake, that we might be watchful, and then when we aren't, to seek forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for these reminders of your love, your grace, and what to expect till you return. In Jesus' name, amen.